I'm 25. I'm a student here at UIS, and I have been in the military since 2008. I graduated from Southeast High School in 2007, enlisted, went to basic in July of 08. I went to tech school in October of 08, got out of tech school in February of 09, and I deployed to Iraq in June of 09. So I was fresh out of school when that happened, hit the ground running, and that immediate experience doing broadcast journalism for the National Guard as a soldier, I'm a sergeant now, was really the, I don't know if I want to say the amplifier, but that really enabled me to get a lot of experience very quickly. It was exhausting. You know, I feel like I'm still recovering in some ways.
So when did you decide to start snapping photos? As you mentioned when we were talking before, you were on five continents before the age of 24, so lots of photo ops there.
Yes, most people don't realize this, but right here in Springfield, we have the 139th Mobile Public Affairs Detachment. That's my unit that I belong to, and we are a military journalism unit. We're award-winning. We are actually one of the best in the nation and in the military, even outside of the National Guard. We got a military-wide award for the newscast we were doing and the newspaper we were doing as well in Iraq during 09's deployment. We are very active for opportunities to do work internationally. So there are training missions that happen all over the world with the Army, and they need people to cover those internally. So I'll get sent out on those. I've been to Botswana. I've been to Japan twice. I've been to South Korea, actually, back in March when they were in the news and things were a little scary there. Iraq, obviously. It's been a lot of incredible opportunities.
And so was the photo-taking part of your work, or was that more of a side thing, releasing some creativity, perhaps?
I am trained for radio and video as a broadcaster. However, photography, which I started doing in high school at Southeast, under Lou Fremgen, actually, is a teacher out there, has a great, great program. So photography is my first love. I worked pretty hard to cross-train with the print guys who are writing the articles and doing the photos, not only to improve my skill set, but also to get to the point where I could do both and be flexible like that. So I really enjoy the challenge of going out, trying to get the video story and the print story all at the same time. But I think video is more technically difficult, and capturing a single moment in a photograph, there's just something much more artistic about that process and that attempt at expression. I like poetry too, as far as that goes, so it's smaller and you're trying to do more with much less, and that's a more challenging process.
And so the pictures that you'll have on display at Andiamo Cafe, half of those will be from during your time with the National Guard in these various countries. Tell us a little bit about some of the subject matter that will be on display.
When I do the video stuff, it's very hard, it's very fast. But in between those, I had the opportunity to explore occasionally and to keep an eye out for these small, peaceful moments, you know. So you'll see I have a photo of one of our mortar teams working. I was able to catch the mortar coming out of the tube right there, frozen in midair. So it's this great moment. You know, it's kind of a cloudy day. I've got a guy, we were waiting for a helicopter in Botswana, and it was like a four-hour waiting period. And I saw him about to wake up from his nap in the middle of like all our gear staged and ready to go. So I've got him peeking out from under his cap as he wakes up, and here's the helicopters coming, you know. So just the small moments like that. Military is very much hurry up and wait and so on and so forth. So there's it's fun to stay vigilant and to capture both sides of that, the action side and, you know, there are artistic moments in everything. It's a combination of awareness and technical skill to bring them out of everyday life and preserve them. It's fun.
The other half of the work that you'll have on display will be more of the portrait sessions you've done, pictures from around Springfield. You want to tell us about those as well?
Yeah, I have a couple nice capital pictures. I was born and raised here in Springfield, so I know the area very well. And most people forget that every picture they see is taken in a place that's normal to somebody else, for the most part. So showing both people and places in their best light is one of my favorite things to do as a photographer. So whether that's the state capitol at night in the rain, or the block I grew up on, also At Night in the Rain, I got two of those, or just a few friends of mine that were kind enough to model for me, you know. There's a real art to capturing people in the best way, but also in a way that is true to them. You know, I don't go crazy with Photoshop. I don't alter the reality in the photograph.